practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come together once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as once again we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with others of like precious faith on this, the Lord's Day. Let's begin the program today with a song that reminds us of God's care and faithfulness to us. It is simply entitled, Ever Faithful.
Shadows fall around me when the day turns into night. I am safe within His keeping, for He draws me to His side. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, clearly that my heart will not forget all the ways His grace has kept me. He has never failed me yet. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, and through the flood, trusting as He guides me, ever faithful through His love. Savior, Redeemer, Comforter and Friend, Healer, Provider, time again, ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, and through the flood. I am trusting as He guides me, ever faithful through His love. I am
how we can thank God for His faithfulness to us. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24, the Word of God says, "Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." One of the things that we can count upon is the fact that no matter what it is we face in life, as Christians, God will be faithful to us. And to that we say, to God be the glory. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today. I am Pastor Gary Dull from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I am so thrilled for the fact that every Sunday morning at this same time, on this same radio station, we can bring you the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. We've been doing this for nearly 30 years now, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to get out the Word of God every Sunday morning to encourage people to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church, and perhaps to contribute to preparing them spiritually for going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And so I trust that this broadcast will be a blessing to you and help you to begin to focus on the greatness of God, so that when you walk into church today, you'll be able to exalt Him and lift Him up for the great God that He is. If you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. If you are in the Altoona area, we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be in the form of Vacation Bible School tonight. That's right. We are beginning daily Vacation Bible School today, tonight, in the evening service, as it were, and it will run throughout Thursday. Our theme this year is Direct Connect, based upon Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, where God said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." It's going to be a Bible school based upon praying. Prayer lines is what it's called, and certainly that's something that every one of us can learn about. Now, we've got classes for the children and the youth, but even as an adult, we would invite you to come on out and participate as well, simply because of the fact that the Wireler Evangelistic Team will be with us. What they have to say to the children and youth will be very, very applicable to those of us who are adults. That is, of course, tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock and going through 8:45. And, of course, we will continue each night right until Thursday, and we'd love to have you to come on out and be involved. You can call us at 814-944-2894 if you have any questions, or you can register online by going to www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Vacation Bible School here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona starts tonight and goes through Thursday from 6 to 8:45. We would love to have you and your entire family to come on out and to participate. And then in just a couple of weeks from now, we will be involved with the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. It will be the 104th session of the Bible Conference, and it will be held at the Grand Pavilion at Lakemont Park. Our theme this year is Maturing in Christ, and our special guest speakers will be David Kistler and Wendell Calder. We'll be having special musicians, including New Journey, the Hillsongs, the AGs, Karen Knight, and we're going to be having a special organ and piano concert on Friday night. That will be Friday night, the 2nd of August. And that organ and piano concert will be conducted by Jeffrey Cogan and Ann Binkley. We have a great time planned for the Bible Conference this year. There will be a youth rally on Monday night and something for the children and youth every night, as a matter of fact. And, of course, we'll be having a special missionary guest. His name is Mao Balu. And Mao Balu is from Togo. He is the director of the Way of Truth Ministries Togo Ministry. And he's going to be involved with the conference this year, and I'm sure it's going to be a blessing. Now, that's the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference running from July 28th. That's Sunday, July the 28th, through Friday, August the 2nd. And again, the theme is Maturing in Christ. Our key verse is James chapter 1 and verse 3, where it says, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." We'd love to have you to come out and be involved with the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. If you want more information, give us a call at 814-944-2894 or go to the website, which is www.tcpbc. That's tcpbc.org, and you can learn all about the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference. And again, if we can ever serve you spiritually here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, please do not hesitate to contact us. We would love to see you come to Christ. We'd love to see you grow in Christ. We'd love to see you have a greater understanding of the Bible, God's Word, So don't ever hesitate to contact us or drop by and visit us if we can serve you spiritually. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you for the great opportunity that we have to produce this broadcast every Sunday morning. And I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening. No doubt we have people listening who listen every Sunday morning, but also I would imagine that we have people listening today for the very first time. I pray, dear Lord, that you'll take the broadcast and use it in the lives of everyone who's under the sound of my voice. If there's one who does not know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, it's my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. And for others who do know you, well, Lord, it's my prayer that this will be a blessing to them, that it will help them to prepare themselves to worship you in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing church, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here is an organ and a piano presentation of the song, When We See Christ. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 22, and I would like to read with you verses 12 and 13. Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 and 13, where the Word of God says, as Jesus is speaking, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 and 13. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Rapture, let's listen to that good old hymn of the faith, Day by Day and with Each Passing Moment.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. Gives unto each day what he deems best, and he sends its part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me with within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take as from our Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land.
I love that song because it tells us that until we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, we know that day by day He is there to give us the strength that we need to go through the circumstances in life. Well, let's focus a little bit on what the Bible has to say about the rapture. You know, I believe as I study the scripture that the next big event on God's prophetic time clock is the rapture. And that is something that Christians have been looking forward to for many, many years. But in reality, it could happen at any moment. I know down through the years, there have been many people who have set the dates as to when the rapture was going to take place, and they have been proven to be false prophets because nobody really knows when the rapture is going to take place. I remember back in 1964, an evangelist came to my home church and said that the rapture was going to take place on a certain day in 1967. And I can remember as a teenager counting down the years, thinking, well, we've got 3 more years to go, and now 2 more years to go, and 1 more year to go, and 1967 came and went, and the rapture did not yet happen. Many people down through the years have tried to pinpoint when the rapture is going to take place, but nobody knows, even though it's imminent, which means it could happen before the end of this program. Now, you might ask the question, what is the rapture? Well, the rapture is the event when all who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior will suddenly be caught up from earth and taken into heaven to be with the Lord Jesus. That could happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Again, let me repeat that definition, that the rapture is the event when all who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior will suddenly be caught up from earth and taken to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the study of the Word of God, there are 3 prime passages that speak concerning the rapture. One is John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. Another one is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 54. But the one that really explains to us what's going to happen is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and I would like to read those verses with you this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, as the Apostle Paul is speaking, he says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Let me ask and attempt to answer 3 questions as it relates to the rapture. Number 1, when will it occur? Number 2, how will it occur? And number 3, why will it occur? First of all, when will it occur? Well, as I mentioned a few moments ago, no one knows. As a matter of fact, back in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, when Jesus' disciples were asking him about the time of his return, he said, "Only the Father in heaven knows." So no one else knows but God the Father. Therefore, if somebody comes to you and says they know the date of the rapture, you tell them they don't know what they're talking about, because only God the Father in heaven knows, although it could happen at any moment. But the next question is, how will it occur? Well, we see that in verses 16 and 17 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First of all, Jesus Christ will come to the clouds in the air, and when he does, he'll come with a shout. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1 indicates what that shout will be when Jesus will say, "Come up hither." And all of those who know the Lord Jesus Christ will respond to that. Along with that shout, Christians who have died before us, who are still alive on the earth, will come forth out of the grave. It's a tremendous thing to take into consideration that when a Christian dies, their body goes into the grave and their spirit goes to be with the Lord in heaven. But at the rapture, the spirit and the body is going to reunite. And those who are dead in Christ, those who are with the Lord now, their body and their spirit will be reunited, and they'll come up out of that grave in their glorified body. Think about it. Grave sites all around the world will open up, and Christians will come up out of that grave in their glorified body. Then we which who are alive and who know the Lord Jesus will be caught up together with those who have come out of their grave, and together we will gather around the Lord Jesus Christ and see him face to face. That's going to be a tremendous time. Think of it. We will see others who have gone on before us, our moms, our dads, our relatives, our friends, other born-again Christians. But above all, we will see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. That's going to be a tremendous event. The third question is, why will it occur? Why will the rapture happen? Well, number one, so that we as Christians will go to be with the Lord. As it says there in verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we shall meet the Lord in the air. In other words, this is the event that God has planned to take those of us who are Christians home to be with him in heaven. And so the rapture is going to take place so that we can go see Jesus Christ. But there's another reason for the rapture. And that is because of the fact that after the rapture occurs, the Great Tribulation, a 7-year period of God's wrath, will be what the earth experienced. God will pour out his wrath upon the earth such as he has never done so in the past. The main purpose of the tribulation period is to prepare the nation of Israel for the return of Christ. But it's going to be a time of terror. You and I who know Jesus Christ as Savior are not called under wrath. Verse 9 of 1 Thessalonians 5 says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." And so the reason for the rapture is not only to take us into the presence of the Lord, but to remove us out of the world so that we'll not face the wrath of the great tribulation period. And certainly, we know that we'll not face the wrath of eternal separation from God in the lake of fire, because as Christians, we will spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the rapture is a great event. It's the event when all who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior will suddenly be caught up from earth and taken to heaven to be with the Lord. That could happen today. That could happen before we say amen to this program, even though we do not know when it's going to take place. My question to you is, are you ready for the rapture? If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then, beloved, you're not ready for the rapture. When the rapture happens, and if you don't know the Lord, you'll go into that great tribulation, a time of wrath upon the face of the earth that God will pour out to judge people because of rejecting Jesus Christ. And ultimately, those who go through the tribulation period without trusting Christ will go into the eternal lake of fire. And so the way to be ready for the rapture is to know Christ as Savior. If you've never yet called upon the name of the Lord, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio or by whatever device you're listening to the program, simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and he will, and you will be ready for the rapture. The rapture is a tremendous event to look forward to. It's a signless event because there's no signs given as to when the rapture is going to occur. As I said, it could happen at any moment. It will be a surprise event because it could happen just at the twinkling of an eye, just like that, the rapture could take place. It will be a sudden event, simply because of the fact that we will be going throughout life and all of a sudden the rapture will take place. It will be a selective event, because only those who know the Lord Jesus Christ will be in the rapture. It will be a spectacular event, because there never has been any event like it on the face of the earth since the beginning of time. And it will be a strengthening event, because the thought of the rapture brings comfort and strength to those of us who know the Lord Jesus, as we know that one of these days we will see Him face to face. The question is, are you ready for the rapture? If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're not ready for it. And so I would encourage you to look at your life. If you cannot find a time when you've asked Jesus Christ to save you, do so today. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that decision today, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We'll send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Yes, non-Christians need to be concerned, because if the rapture would happen today without Christ, they would go into the wrath of God. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And as Christians, we can look forward to the rapture. And we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Well, thank you so very much for being there by the radio today. Now go to church today. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, as Christians all around the world, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.